This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Democrats like to pretend that they're the ones who love children, that they have compassion for children. But if you really love your children, you should want them to grow up in a society that doesn't judge people by the color of their skin, a society that is a merit-based society where people are rewarded for hard work or for their ideas and innovation, a society that respects a true diversity of speech and opinions. And that society is not the society that liberals want to create. That society that I just described is a society run by conservatives or libertarians. Liberals want a society that is, by default, unfair, a society that punishes people for who they are when they were born if they happen to have fair skin or light skin. That's what liberals want. They want institutionalized racism and bigotry that is sewn into the fabric of the culture. They want you to be punished for the color of your skin and not judge by the content of your character, as Martin Luther King Jr. so famously said. In fact, the left thinks that merit is a racist idea, that people shouldn't have to earn anything, that according to the left, people should be given rewards and given power and given degrees, you know, graduate degrees, doctorate, medical degrees, and so on, based solely on them being the right color, or the right transgender sex, or being gay, or being female, or being an immigrant, or what have you. That's what the left believes. I tell you, that is not a society that you want to live in, and that's not a society that you want your children to grow up in. Yet that's the society that liberals want to create, because they don't believe in fundamental fairness. They don't believe in a level playing field. They don't believe in equal opportunity, which is interesting. They believe in punishing achievement. They believe in punishing people for being born with the wrong skin color, the wrong genetics. It's a kind of societal eugenics that you should be punished for your genetic code because you happen to be born as an unlucky person with white skin, you see, in society today. There is no group that is more systematically discriminated against in America today than white people. Having white skin makes you a target of every university, a target of your employer. If you work for a police department in a city, you can't get a raise, probably. You can't get the position you deserve because you're white. You don't get scholarships for universities. You don't get government subsidies and grants as much as other people of other so-called diversity groups. If you have white skin, you don't even have the freedom of speech that someone of a different skin color has, which is quite fascinating as well. Like, I remember, you know, Diamond and Silk, who I love, by the way. I'm a fan of Diamond and Silk, and they're two rockin' African-American ladies who are Trump supporters. And when they were banned by YouTube, they were called before Congress to testify, and there were headline news everywhere that YouTube is banning these two black ladies. And I'm glad that they got that publicity, and I support them and their free speech. At the same time, you notice that there were no stories that said, oh, the Health Ranger got banned from YouTube, because I'm perceived as a white guy. And a white guy is okay to ban, you see, according to the radical deranged left. You can ban white people. You can suppress and censor white people based on the color of their skin. But if you censor a black couple, oh, there's hell to pay. Then that's nationwide news, you see. So even when it comes to censorship, white people are discriminated against. I've seen a new term called people of light, P-O-L. It's being said now that the term white is bigoted and racist, and that white people should now say that they prefer to be referred to as people of light, as in light skin color. So people of light, you see. So someone, if you're so-called white, which, by the way, I've explained before, is nonsense. None of us are white. Not really. We're all of African descent, by the way. But if someone calls you white, you can say, oh, I'm sorry, that's not the way I wish to be referred to. You need to refer to me as a person of light. You know how they say there are people of color, such as Pocahontas, right? Elizabeth Warren faking like she's an American Indian because she went through, was it Harvard? Some elitist school by claiming to be a person of color. That's how she rose through the ranks. This is exactly what I'm talking about. She got her power and her position throughout academia because she claimed to be a Native American Indian. And by the way, I actually am Native American Indian. I've even released the photos of my, I think it's my great-grandmother. You can find those on nationalnews.com if you want to see. I am actually, you know, some legitimate portion Native American. But Elizabeth Warren apparently is not, like 0% Native American, but she claimed to be Native American because she knows that white people are punished and, quote, people of color are given extra, you know, extra grades, extra degrees, extra handouts. And all you have to do is claim it, she found out. She doesn't even have to actually be a person of color. She could just pretend to be a person of color. So I'm wondering why every white person in America, oh, excuse me, a person of light in America doesn't immediately say that they are actually, in their mind, a transgender Somalian woman. So that they can cash in on the genderism and the female side and the, oh, and they're an immigrant. They're a refugee, Somali refugee immigrant, transgender woman with lesbian tendencies. That they could check off like four or five boxes there. Even though it's a white man, so to speak, or a person of light saying this, why doesn't every so-called white man in America just say, hey, if you people on the left are going to play this stupid game, then we'll all proclaim ourselves to be something that gets extra credit. And then we can level the playing field so that we're all competing on merit. I mean, if we're all transgender immigrant people of color, then we'd have to compete on merit at that point. Because really, a school or a government or a bank, whatever, they cannot say, oh, you're not a person of color, you're not a transgender, you're not so-and-so. They can't say that because the response is, well, in my mind I am. Are you discriminating against me based on my beliefs, you see? That's what this is coming to. The system claims they don't judge you off the color of your skin, but they do judge you. They're bigots. They're racist against you if your skin is light-colored, i.e. you're a person of light. So wouldn't that be interesting? Because they hate America, and they want to see you locked up, and they want to see conservatives silenced, and they want to see Trump murdered. In fact, they've been calling for the murder of ICE agents and children of ICE agents. They've been calling, what was it? Was it Peter Fonda went out there and called for Trump's children to be locked up with pedophile rapists or something like that? The dude's insane. This is Jane Fonda's brother. Jane Fonda's kind of insane herself. These people are totally insane, and they're advocating violence. They are complicit in mass violence, and they are a danger to society. So I say, arrest people like Peter Fonda. Is it Peter Fonda? Yeah. Arrest people like Peter Fonda for making threats of violence. Take his passport, revoke his citizenship, ship him off to communist China or someplace like that where he feels right at home. Ship them off to North Korea. Find a communist country that is willing to take the guy, ship them off. And this may be what we ultimately have to do to those members of the radical left who try to commit violence or try to inspire violence or call for violence against normal American people who are just trying to defend their rights and their freedoms and their country against this insanity of the radical left. So it seems like that day is coming. Like we need to think seriously about how to deal with these. Maybe, you know, all those detention centers at the border that used to have children in them, but then Trump signed the executive order to stop separating children from parents. Maybe all those detention centers are now freed up and we could use them to detain people like Peter Fonda or, you know, other insane left-wing people who promote violence, just round them up and put them in those detention centers. And then they can find out what happens when you threaten violence against the president and the president's children or any children in America. You shouldn't be running around threatening children. So we could put those detention centers to good use, finally. Like FEMA camps for the left, you know, which they always said FEMA camps don't exist. All right, well, let's introduce them to the camps. Here's your bunk. Go on in. That's where you're going to be for the next 10 years until your insanity fades away after isolating you from MSNBC and Rachel Maddow indoctrination and social engineering. Maybe you'll come to your senses. And no, you can't have your mobile phone in here either. We're going to give you a book. Yeah, we're going to give you a book. It's called Atlas Shrugged. You read this book about 50 times, and then we'll see if we'll let you out so that you might be able to interact with society in a civil way without being a violent moron, which is what practically every leftist has become. So that's what we're looking at. Detaining and, you know, we got to isolate these people from society. They're dangerous. Arrest them. I don't know. Do what works best. It's crazy. The times are crazy. In any case, you can read my website, leftcult.com, for more insanity of the left. Leftcult.com. And check out my main website, naturalnews.com. This is Mike Adams. I'm a patriot. I love America. I love my country. I voted for Trump. I carry a gun. I defend the Second Amendment. I'm pro-natural health. I'm pro-organics. I eat healthy. Take care of my health. Take care of my community. Take care of my country. And I'm not going to sit here and be steamrolled by these violent, intolerant, bigoted, insane, zombie, hypnotized leftists. Had enough of it. Those people need to be locked away in insane asylums, if nothing else. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. healthrangerstore.com. I thank you for your support.